20 minutes of the best top expert tips and hacks to make your life better.
Life hacks. Life hacks.
Technology, business, multimedia, wellness and health, events, reviews, and more.
This is Mary Collins from Life Hacks Media on Radio X, and I have the pleasure of having Michelle Rosenthal, our trauma recovery specialist, on with me today. We can move on to
part two of
trauma hacks and life hacks to help with people as they go into the winter season. Well, now you were saying the importance of the part of the brain that reacts to trauma. And I think that is so important because you hear about families falling apart after a trauma because the person who is traumatized isn't good at expressing what they felt, how they felt, or even sometimes clearly what happened exactly. And you've just explained that that's because of where in the brain is used the most, and it has nothing to do with communication. So, I mean, absolutely fascinating. So how important is that when considering working with someone with trauma? Is it almost like working with a child because the communication is not necessarily there? Or, you know, is it more important to focus on, like you said, the change aspect of letting the person kind of switch over to something that's more positive and better for their health?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I have two tracks for the answer. So number one, I'm not a therapist. So a therapist might want to reconstruct everything because that's their model and how they approach it. They may talk about the past. They may want to talk about the present. They may want to talk about the future, and maybe language is important for their process. I don't approach things that way. So I won't speak to that. I think there's real value to that, but I won't speak to that side because what I find immensely valuable and what I found, you know, I was in talk therapy for 5.5 years of my own PTSD journey. And I was markedly worse by the end of those 5.5 years. And working with someone who was the head of an institute in New York City, so it was, he did not come with small recommendations. He right. had a real presence. And so I trusted him, and he was awesome. It's just that he didn't really know what to do with trauma and didn't recognize, you know, what was really going on. So to me, I find the more interesting approach, and what I really love, is that I always give my clients an opportunity to tell their story. You want to tell your story, that's fine with me. I tell everyone, you do it once. You get one shot, make it really good. And if there's something down the line that you forgot to tell me that you want to add, that's fine, but we're only going to talk about it once. Because after that, whether you want to talk about it or not, everybody has the facility for the change process. Mm-hmm. Everyone can tell you what they don't like about how they're feeling. It's the reason they've come into that moment with me. Mm-hmm. And that's really more what I need to know about. I need to know what you don't like. I need to know what you don't want. Conversely, I need to know what you do want. I need to know where you want to end up, because it's being able to create that conversation, which is wholly based in the present and the future, that's actually going to get us where we want to go. You know, I studied with Dr. Richard Bandler, who's one of the co-founders of NLP, and he always says over and over, you know, the best thing about the past is that it's over. The best thing about the future is that it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I like to add in, here you are in the present, and you get to choose which way you go. And so everybody has a facility for language for that.
I work harder when you can work smarter and live better.
Life hacks. Life hacks.
So I am a board certified hypnotist with a specialty in trauma and PTSD, mm-hmm. and a master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, and I am a certified professional coach. So I pull all of those three things together. Here's how I see it. With coaching, you access that 12 to 15% of your brain that's conscious, mm-hmm. right? That's your consciousness, 12 to 15% at the most. And the other percentage, the other 88 or 85% is your unconscious. Mm-hmm. Now, if we only work in the conscious mind, 85 to 88% of your brain that houses an enormous amount of what's running all of your unconscious programming, mm-hmm. none of that gets accessed. So the reason that I like to add the coaching and the NLP and the hypnosis, I want 100% of your brain activated in the recovery process. It's really important to have that conscious conversation and to set your intention. You know, in the way that I work, I have three phases. So everyone starts with the control phase, where you learn to control over yourself, not the outside world, but your internal self, in terms of connecting with yourself, committing to your process, which includes creating a healing intention, and then concentrating your focus. Because a lot of times with trauma recovery, we're all over the place. And that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So that first level of control is all about really creating the container and the structure and the framework to do the work so that you feel grounded and stabilized before you start doing the work that's unnerving, which that second level of change is all about, you know, being able to diagnose the root of the problem, being able to design the solution that you want, and being able to develop the new program that installs that. And you know, you could say it that way, or you could also say you have to be able to shed your story. You have to be able to change the meaning of what happened. You have to be able to start to release a lot of things that you've been holding on to. Mm-hmm. So all of that happens in the change phase. And then the third phase is create. It's when you've done all of the change work and now you get to do the fun part of creating your post-trauma identity. Mm-hmm. Because once you change, now you have to learn to live as this new person. And people don't talk about that as part of trauma recovery, but the reason that I like to operate as I do, which is answering your question, as a trauma recovery specialist, I'm not just dealing with how do you manage your symptoms, although I am teaching you how to better manage your symptoms, and I'm not just helping you create those changes that you want, although we are doing that on a very deep level, I'm also helping you move over that bridge of transition where you start to learn to live as the new self that you've created, which is oftentimes very uncomfortable and unnerving. You know, I have clients who will say to me, it's like I've been living in black and white, and now everything's in color and it's overwhelming. Oh. Yeah, it is, you know.
Because you think that just as effective online working with their client mm-hmm. as it is, you know, working, yeah, person to person.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite questions, because I'll tell you, when I first got trained in 2009, I came out of my training with Dr. Bandler and I felt like I could do anything. And so my first client ended up being a woman who was in her 50s. She'd had PTSD since she was 2, and she was on 3 medications. She'd been working with a psychiatrist and a psychologist for years, and she was getting progressively worse. And they just kept telling her, you're just going to have to live like this. We'll just increase your medication. And she was suicidal. And wow. She reached out to me because at the time, I had founded this huge PTSD education website. I was doing that PTSD blogging that you referenced earlier. And she reached out just to tell me how much she loved the work I was doing and what a difference it was making. But she was done. She was going to end her existence. But she just wanted me to know she appreciated what I was doing. And I sent an email back and I said, not so fast. Let's just talk. Could I just talk to you for a minute? And we got on the phone. She's in California. I'm in Florida. And I said to her, look, I think you're making a decision that you could make later. Just give me an opportunity to help you, because I think, you know, I get it. You've been in talk therapy. You're on these meds. They're not helping, but I think there might be another way. And I'd like to try if you're up for it. And she said to me, well, I can't pay you. I have no more money left. And I said, don't worry, you have no money. I've never had a client. Let's just see what happens. We'll just meet every Friday at 4 o'clock and see how it goes. And I worked with her completely pro bono for 18 months. And by the time we were done, she was off all meds, sleeping mm-hmm. through the night. And I never, to this day, I have not seen her face, because she did not want to be on video. There was only Skype back then.
Yeah.
She didn't want to Skype. So we worked the whole time by phone. Wow. And here's the fun part. It's 2021. She still sends me an email at least once a month telling me how amazing her life is, how much fun she's having, sending me photos of, she's an artist now, sending me photos of her latest art project.
Wow.
So I can honestly tell you, these methodologies work, whether it's in person or distance, whether you can see someone or not, because what are they really, Mary? We're talking about language, helping the brain change. you could be anywhere. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the beauty to me and the power of hypnosis and NLP is that they are so versatile and so appropriate then for the kind of world that we're living in right now.
Especially right now. That's yeah. wonderful. Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm just wanting to let people know again that if you want to find more about Michelle, it's on mytraumacoach.com. Of course, on lifehacks.com, that's with a K and an X. We will be putting all of Michelle's links up. So if you or you know someone, if you or you know someone who need help, who needs some sort of advice, you can contact Michelle directly. And, you know, also for hypnotherapists who need or NLP specialists, you know, you're the first person that has ever said like you could just work with them without seeing them. I always thought you had to watch their body or watch their breathing in order to make a difference to a therapy. So this is a whole other segment, which we'll have to come back to, along with some fantastic life hacks coming right up. Thank you, Michelle. We'll be right back. So our expert trauma recovery specialist, Michelle Rosenthal, is going to give us 7 ways to hack your mental health during the holidays. Take it away, Michelle.
Okay, so here's why I think this is so incredibly important, because the holidays come and they unconsciously can activate stress, right? The stress of having to be cheerful when you don't feel cheerful, the stress of having to smile just because everybody else is smiling, the stress of having to be around a lot of people when maybe you're used to isolating. So managing the holidays in advance is the most important part of getting through the holidays. So these 7 hacks are to help you start managing the holidays before they even begin, so that when you get into the holidays, you've already got your game plan, you've already put in place your protection, and you already know what you're doing. And I can tell you these are tested, because this is how I also learned to manage the holidays. I tested a bunch of different things and I've narrowed everything down to what I and my clients all agree are the top 7 that really, really work. So number 1 is to plan your time. A lot of times we go into the holidays and there are parties and socializing and shopping, and it's just an unending amount of time that goes into the holidays. So the first idea, hack number 1, plan your time. Decide how much time you're going to spend at parties, how much time you're going to socialize, how much time you're going to spend shopping, so that you actually control the environment of your own time rather than having anybody else control it for you or on your behalf or without you for that matter. So hack number 1, plan your time. Hack number 2, check your boundaries, because a lot of times people will expect you to do things, or you may feel obligated to help or to see or to be seen. Right away, check your boundaries and put in place those boundaries that are most comfortable for you. Maybe that's you'll go to 1 party a week, but not 4. Maybe that's you'll help out on the day of the holiday, but not 3 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll contribute 1 dish, but not 7. So put in place the boundaries that allow you to feel like you're in control of your energy, your time, and your exposure to the environment of the holidays itself. Mm-hmm. Hack number 3, train your brain all the time. Train your brain. And what I mean by that is you can do this in any way that feels comfortable. Some people do yoga, some do meditation, some do breath work. On mytraumacoach.com, I have a free brain training MP3 for peace and calm. It's 20 minutes. So whatever you decide to do, make that time that you set aside to train your brain to be present, to be connected, and to be in a space within your own self that feels stable, grounded, and centered. Hack number 4, protect your limits. And this is not new, but I'm just reminding you, it's okay to say no. We all want to feel like if someone asks us to do something, you know, a lot of my clients are yesers. They want to please, and we all want to feel good helping, but that's not always good for you. So it's to really protect your limits and to decide how you're going to engage and how you're not going to engage, and put these are different than boundaries, right? Boundaries are what you let in versus what you let out. Mm-hmm. Protecting your limits is more about your energy, what you're going to expend and what you're going to conserve. So it's important to look at these in both ways. And then hack number five is be intentional. So if you just wake up every day and you don't know which way the wind is going to blow you, you are always going to feel out of control and not good, frankly. And then bad things happen because symptoms get overblown because you haven't been managing. But if you wake up every day and are very intentional with here's how I want to engage, or and here's what I'm really thinking, here's who I want to be. Here's who I want to be. Because when you act from a place of identity, then you're really tapping deep into the truth of who you are. And when you live from that place, you're more in control of your mental, emotional, physical, and even spiritual experience. So be intentional. Number six, identify your escape. I always had an escape plan. I would go to Thanksgiving knowing, look, if I can't handle this in an hour, I drove myself here, so I can drive myself home. Yeah. So maybe you're not carpooling because you want to be able to come and go at your own pace. So plan your escape, even if that just means, you know, wherever you are, you can take a walk around the block for 15 minutes. Plan out how you're going to relieve and reduce the stress that may come up in any moment. And then number seven, buddy up. There is no reason to go through the stress of the holidays alone. Millions of people feel stress at this time of year. So find a friend who resonates with that and understands that, either because of their own experience or because they really understand you. And tell them what you're doing with the first six hacks. Mm-hmm. And ask them to help you create that space and to hold you accountable for those and to help you. You know, to help you, whether it's brainstorming more ideas or running interference for you. My brother was often my buddy, and I would just say to him, look, if I give you the signal, you just have to say, Michelle and I are going for a walk. Because sometimes I wouldn't be strong enough to say it myself, but I knew I could count on him to get me out. So there you are, seven hacks. One, plan your time. Two, check your boundaries. Three, train your brain. Four, protect your limits. Five, be intentional. Six, identify your escape. Seven, buddy up. And I do have, Mary, if it's useful to anybody, I do have all of this in a one sheet sort of cheat sheet. So if anybody wants it, you can just come to mytraumacoach.com/holiday hacks. Perfect. All together, holiday hacks with an S. And then you can just have this and take it with you, you know, print it out, go through the holidays, totally in control of your experience rather than feeling out of control.
Wonderful, Michelle. And we will, of course, have your links on lifehacks.com. That's with a K and an X on Radio X. Thanks very much, Michelle.
Sounds great, Mary. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
20 minutes of the best top expert tips and hacks to make your life better.
Life hacks. Life hacks.
Technology, business, multimedia, wellness and health, events, reviews, and more. Lifehacks.com. That's with a K and an X on Radio X.